Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm Joel.
Joel, okay. Hi, and the call is being recorded here. Again, my name's Jessica. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No, I do not.
Don't. Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well? Okay. And were you diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
You were. Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear. And bear with me. Did you ever have a reoccurrence where, you went into remission and it came back?
No.
No, okay, good. And then you said yourself was diagnosed. Do you remember the year of diagnosis?
The year that has been seen back, it was I think the diagnosis was I think it was June 2nd of 2022.
Okay, June 2nd, 2022. And then where did you spray the product? Was it at home or work or both?
It was residential.
Home. And you, excuse me, you were the one personally spraying it yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So it would have been direct exposure. And then what city did you spray it in? Or cities?
Portugal.
What was it?
Portugal.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, Portervillle.
Okay. And what state?
California.
What is it?
California.
California. Okay. Sorry. And then were any other family members also diagnosed? Anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. And then what was your age at time of diagnosis?
I was 40.
40. Okay. And then, and some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance. But do you know estimately what year you first started using the product?
Once I first started using it was I think once they let me think started using it was
Just best to your knowledge. Was it moved into when you moved into a home?
I want to say March of 2010.
Okay. And then did you ever stop spraying the product?
Yes, I did. I stopped spraying.
Okay.
It was May. It was a May of 2022.
22. Okay. So roughly 12 years total.
Correct.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Actually, I just used I would spray. I want to say I would spray maybe what twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay. Was it year round that you were spraying it?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 times the 12 would be 24 times, and then 24 times 12 total years would be roughly 288 times total then, roughly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. And you did spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone
Smartphone.
or a landline? Okay, and then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and then next here I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Just please interrupt me if you have been diagnosed with one of these, but you can just give me yes or no's. So there's HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant.
No.
No. Any hepatitis B or C?
No.
Epstein-Barr autoimmune disease?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes or any other cancers that required chemo?
Yes.
For which one?
They when I went to the doctor, they had diagnosed me with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer.
Okay, so other than the non-Hodgkin, were there any other cancers that you were diagnosed with?
Oh, no, it wasn't. It
No,
was not.
okay. Okay, no worries. And then any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then next here is the injured party information. Is Joel Joel? And then we do have a last name here. It looks like it's Orneelas.
Correct.
Okay, and then do you have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No, I don't.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm male.
Okay, and then are you married?
Yes, I am.
Yes, okay. And then what is your date of birth?
6/17/1982.
And again, it was 6/17/1982. Okay, and then your social?
561-71-3604.
And again, it was 561-71-3604. Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like TV, social media, friend,
No,
family?
I saw it on television, and I applied online.
Okay. Do you know what year that was, estimately? Just best your
That
knowledge.
the year that I applied.
Yeah, or saw it, the TV commercial.
You know what? I'm not too sure, but I will sometime this year.
This year, okay. And then what is your height?
5'7".
Okay, and then your weight?
About 180.
Okay, and then the primary contact information. What is your email address?
It's Nino, Nino, 4, CUATRO, the number 3 at gmail.com.
Can you, I got Vino. Was it CUA?
Yes.
And then what's the rest of it?
CUATRO. D-U-A-T-R-O.
T-R-O. Okay.
Three. Yeah.
So
the
V.
At gmail.com.
So V-I-N-O. C as in Charlie. U-A-T as in Tom. R-O 3 at gmail.com.
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then the phone you're speaking on, that's your cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then what's your spouse's name?
Ida.
I-D-A?
A-I-D-E.
Oh, A-I-D-E. I apologize.
Okay.
Same last name?
Correct.
Okay. And then next here, the Roundup usage information. Did you wear any protective gear while applying Roundup, like gloves, mask, anything like that?
No, I did not.
No, okay. And then was it for lawn care maintenance, the reason why you were spraying it?
Yes, it's my lawn.
Yeah, okay. And then as far as the states you used the product in, was it just California?
Yes.
Okay. And then you already told me it was residentially, or you used it for residential.
Yes.
Let's see here. Did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then do you know what type of Roundup was used, like concentrated or premixed? Did you have to add anything to it?
Yes, I had to add water to it.
Okay, so it was concentrate. And then do you know where you were purchasing it? Like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace's, Walmart?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Okay.
Home Depot.
Do you have any receipts or old bottles still?
No, I do not.
No? Okay, no worries. Have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm not.
No. And then did you lose any time from work due to, like, surgeries or treatment related to the illness?
I was in the hospital. I want to say for I was in the hospital 5 days.
Mm-hmm. 5 days. Okay. And then, have you ever been in the military?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever filed disability or worker compensation?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
I'm not sure. I don't think that. Yeah, no, I think I have.
You have?
Okay. Back.
Okay, and then next here, the medical information. So do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Who is David Macielo?
Can you spell his last name for me?
M-A-S-I-E-L-L-O.
Okay, and then do you remember what hospital or facility he was at?
Fairview District Hospital.
It was what hospital?
Fairview District Hospital.
Fairview.
Yes, Fairview.
District. Hospital. And then in what city?
Porterville, California.
Porterville, California. Okay, one moment. Okay, I did find it here. And that's on Putnam Ave? Putnam Ave?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Did he give you treatments as well?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay. Are you almost done here? Do you remember what year you had treatment?
It was June of 2022.
June of 2022. Okay. And then you said you previously, when we like earlier, you said you had chemo. Were there any other treatments you had, like stem cell transplant, radiation, any surgeries?
They gave me radiation therapy.
Radiation, okay. And then you would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with the doctor.
Yes.
They should, okay.
I have to. Yeah.
They'll be able to request the records. They just want to make sure that it's at least with a doctor. Okay. And then
Okay.
let's see here. They do want to know for the diagnosis, how did it like impact your life? Were there any like mental, physical stressors, financial, family stressors, anything like that
Well,
for you?
financial and definitely mental.
Okay. And then, next here, what is your mailing address?
It's 643 West Grand Avenue.
West Grand Avenue,
Porterville, California, 93257.
okay, so again it was 643 West Grand Avenue, Porterville, California, 93257.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Sure. It's
Okay.
five
Do they
five
live?
nine.
Oh, do they live with you?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And then you said 559.
792 5893.
And then their name?
Ida.
Ida.
AID.
Okay, perfect. And then that's wife. Do we have permission to contact if needed? Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay? Okay,
Good,
bear
thank you.
with me.